Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Where is everyone?
Oh, everyone's gone outside to get some sun.
Oh, it's just what I was going to do, but I've got to warm this up first.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, it's only leftovers from last night. Kathy always cooks far too much pasta, so I've just added some cheese sauce and I'll use it up.
Oh, that sounds nice. You're just the same as me. I don't like wasting food either.
So what have you got?
Oh, only a cheese sandwich.
Do you want some of this?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, OK. So, Debbie, I heard the police had caught someone.
Oh, yeah, they have. And it seems he owned up to everything.
What, even the computers?
Well, no, but everything else.
So what's his name?
I don't know. Well, to be honest, I can't say.
Oh, OK. Well, I understand.
Do you know what, Penny? I've got to go to another blooming meeting at 5.
So what's all that about?
Well, you will keep it to yourself, won't you?
Yes, of course I will.
Well, it seems someone has made a complaint against me.
Oh, you've got to be joking. Who would do that?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
So will they be there at the meeting?
No, it's just Michael and some chap representing the Pattersons.
Oh, gosh. And do you know what they said? I mean, the person who complained about you.
Yes, I do, and it's all lies, Penny.
Well, you'll be all right then. So I can't see there's anything to worry about.
Well, it's not as easy as that. I've got to prove I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, Debbie, you'll be fine. As long as you're sure you've done nothing wrong, then there's no problem.
Well, I hope they believe me. I'm not so sure Michael hasn't got something to do with this.
Michael? He wasn't the one, was he?
No, but you know what he's like. He's not exactly on my side, is he?
Look, Debbie, phone me if you want to meet up later. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Penny. I'll see how it goes. I must admit, I'm not looking forward to it, though.
Hello, Helen. I've come to help.
You what?
Yes, I'm here to help. So what would you like me to do?
Nothing. I don't need your help, Vince. So please just go away. I don't want you here.
Well, I wouldn't let the customers hear you say that. I don't think that's being very friendly. Ah, now you must be Connie. Nice to meet you. I'm Vince.
Oh, hello. It's good to meet you too.
Can you show me where the kitchen is, please?
Yes, of course I will. Come on, it's this way.
Oh, Connie, he's not staying. He's just about... Oh, for goodness sake, why don't people listen?
Kathy, I thought it was you. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, there's something I've got to buy.
All right, well, tell me what it is and I'll show you where to get it.
Yeah, well, you know that rather nice bowl you have? Well, had.
Oh, Kathy.
I'm sorry, Penny. It was an accident.
Here we are. A pot of tea for one and a slice of chocolate marble cake. Do enjoy.
Oh, thank you. You're new, aren't you? Because I'm sure I haven't seen you in here before.
Well, yes, I suppose I am. I'm Helen's husband. It's my first day in the cafe and I've been away.
Oh, she must be so pleased you're home.
Oh, she is. I know she misses me terribly.
She never mentioned you.
Oh, well, it's probably too painful for her. You see, we're very close and she finds it hard to cope when I'm away.
Oh, Michael, have you got a minute?
No, not really.
Well, quickly then, can I leave early this afternoon as my dentist appointment has been changed?
Sorry, you can't.
But that means I won't get an appointment for another 3 weeks.
Well, I'm sorry, Jim, but I can't spare you. It will make me short-stuffed.
Oh, I'm sure everyone will manage.
No, I need you here. I've got a meeting with Debbie and I'd like you on the shop floor.
Ah, I see. Right, OK. I understand. Nope, there's no problem. I won't let anything go wrong.
Jim? Oh, please, just forget it. I must get on.
Here, let me take those for you.
Oh, thanks, Connie. I've just met Victor. So sorry. I mean Vince. What a lovely man he is.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
He told me he goes away a lot. Do you know where he works?
Yes, he works in Italy.
Oh, that's nice. But he told me that Helen misses him terribly and she can't really cope without him.
Well, I think she manages all right.
Well, that's what he said. And he also said whenever there's a problem, she immediately phones him to sort it out. I mean, fancy phoning him when he's so far away.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it was something like that.
Oh, Debbie, do take a seat. May I introduce you to Lance Jackson? He's here on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Patterson.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie.
Now, Debbie, as you are aware, a member of staff has brought certain issues concerning yourself to my attention. For this matter to be resolved, I naturally want to hear what you have to say about the allegations. But I'm telling you now that I don't think it's in the interest of anyone concerned that you need to know who the person was, so please don't ask. Do you understand that this is a serious matter you need to think carefully before answering my questions?
Yes, of course.
Can I just come in here, Michael? As you know, Debbie, I'm here because Nick and Danielle couldn't make it, so I'll be sending them a copy of the minutes of this meeting as soon as I can. Is that clear?
Yes, I understand.
So, Debbie, I've been told that you were seen taking the staff finance folder out of my office. It seems you then kept it hidden all the time Mr. and Mrs. Patterson were here, even though it was essential for them to see it. In addition, on another occasion, you were seen stealing £20 from a till.
No, no, that's rubbish. I would never do that.
So did you take the folder?
I did borrow the folder, but I promise you, I put it back. I know I did. I wanted it as I needed to look in staff files as my computer was playing up. But I did put it back the very same day.
I don't understand. Why did you take it in the first place?
Because I thought I'd save you a job. But in the end, I couldn't help because I didn't understand all the figures.
Well, why didn't you say to me that you wanted to help?
Because I thought I could do it on my own.
And what about the money? You were seen taking it, Debbie.
Well, yes, I did take £20 out. But it was because I'd been in a rush earlier and put too much in the float in the first place. I had a feeling I had, so I checked it. And yes, I found it was £20 over.
But at the end of the day, that same till was down by that amount.
Well, that had nothing to do with me. I was just correcting the float. I've no idea how any money went missing. All I know is it wasn't me. When I left that till, the correct amount was in it.
I see.
Excuse me, Michael. Debbie, why are you in such a rush in the first place that you made a mistake with the float? You know it's important to get that right.
I think we had stock issues on that day. And that was on my mind. Oh, hang on. Was it when Mr. and Mrs. Patterson were due to arrive? And I might have been worried about that.
Well, you tell me, Debbie. Why did you make the mistake in the first place?
OK, thanks for today, Connie. I'll see you tomorrow.
OK. Helen, I thought today worked very well. Go on, have a lovely evening.
Well, I'll try. Right, Vince, come on, I'm waiting. What are you doing?
Sorry, love, I forgot my jacket. But I'm ready now.
So what do you think?
Of what?
Well, of the cafe. Do you think it's good?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I think you've done an excellent job. And yeah, I'm very proud of what you've achieved.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's get home.
Yeah, come on, let's get going. And later I'll take you out to dinner. Wherever you want to go, Helen. Because I don't mind. All I want to do is be with you.
So you say someone else must have moved the folder as you definitely put it back?
Yes, I remember putting it right by your computer.
So you didn't put it back where it normally goes?
No, I was in a rush. So I popped it on your desk and came straight out.
So why were you in such a rush this time?
Well, I didn't want anyone to see me.
Well, OK, as you know, the folder did turn up, but it was too late by then. So what about the money? Why do you think the till was short?
I don't know, Michael, but it wasn't me. I wouldn't jeopardise my job for anything. I love it here.
Do you, Debbie? Can you honestly tell me that you did not steal the money?
No, I did not. Honestly, Michael, I would never do a thing like that.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.